Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Lads, we've all had a go playing darts, haven't we? At some stage in our life, we've all had a go in a pub after a few pints and thinking, God, we're absolutely deadly at this. However, there is a whole world of semi-pros in Dublin, women making huge strides in it. And she's ranked number one in Ireland. She's in front of me now. Her name is Robin Byrne. How's it going, missus? Are you well?
Yeah, all good. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, listen, thanks for taking some time off work and coming in to chat to us about this. This is amazing. So, Robin, you're ranked number one in women's darts in Ireland. How did that all start? My producer was telling me that you started competing at six.
Yeah. I was playing at home from probably 3, 4 with my dad, and then about the age of 6 then I started playing in like youth competitions under 18s with the boys, and then it just went from there.
So your dad got you into the sport?
Yeah, he's been playing years. But
okay,
when I was small, he used to be like, oh no, Robin, you're too little. When you get a bit bigger, you can play. And then eventually it was just like, right, go on.
And then it all just kicked off.
Yeah.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, he's still playing now, yeah.
Okay. And what age were you able to beat him?
Oh, probably only in the last few years.
Oh,
he's
really?
A good player.
Oh,
yeah, he's very
that good.
Good? Yeah.
Okay. So when did you start competing?
I started in competitions from the age of around 6, but that would have been all under 18s. And then it probably wasn't until I was about 12, 13, 14, then I started taking it a bit more serious and kind of going to events that kind of ranked you to play for the Irish national team. And then I was 17 then when I first played for Ireland.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God. So that happened at 17. What is it about darts that you love so much? Because we were talking off air and you said you played a bit of boxing as well. You were always into probably the more male dominated sports.
Yeah.
But that's like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
But what is it about darts?
I just enjoy, like, it's great team sport, make a lot of friends from it and all, even apart from the competitive side. But I love the competitive side and entering competitions and the winning. Like, I love winning, and it's just, the competition is just brilliant. I love it.
But as we were saying there, you don't get a lot of attention in the women's section, do you?
No, definitely not. The women's side, only in the last few years, Fallon Sherrock from England won 2 games in the men's world championship at Alexandra Palace. And she kind of brought women's darts into the spotlight a bit. But before that, there was kind of no coverage of it at all, very little. And even still, like, within Ireland and that, it wouldn't be hugely reported on at all.
No.
And
that needs to change. So you can't make a living from it, even though you're ranked number one in the world.
Not in the country, not the world.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
In the country, not yet. In Ireland, yeah, I meant to say Ireland. And you have a day job, don't you? You work in insurance or whatever.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You would have to have a day job with it now because, like, you pay your own way for most things. You have a couple of minor sponsors and whatever, but it's all like self-funded. There's no funding in Ireland for darts at all. So yeah, it's all done on your own back.
So when you go over to the UK and playing these leagues and all that, you have to put that money up yourself?
Yeah. You pay your own flights, accommodation, entry fees, everything like that. You'd have sponsors for some things, but it wouldn't be enough to cover everything. Like, it'd be coming out of your own pocket as well.
And to reiterate, you're number one in Ireland and you still have to pay your own way and work a day job. And listen to me, do you ever look at your dad and go, Peck's sake, Dad, like, could you not have got me into something that would have, paid better?
Yeah, he's probably thinking that as well. But of course, but come here, it's something I enjoy, and it's I'd rather be not making money at something I enjoy than doing something, making money and not enjoying it. So at least I'm having a good time.
You are, fair play to you. And you're at an important moment in your career right now. You're in the qualifiers to get into a big competition that will be broadcast on Sky Sports in July. Why is this competition such a big deal for you and women's darts generally?
So the PDC have put on these qualifiers for a women's world match play for the first time ever. And the top 8 qualify after 12 ranking events. And I'm currently sitting 9th with only £50 behind, which is like a game or two. There's nothing in it at all. And it's a huge opportunity for women's darts to be put on Sky Sports. I don't think like an actual full-on women's tournament has ever been on Sky Sports before.
Wow.
So it's a huge opportunity to, because women's sport's very prominent at the minute. So it would be a great opportunity if you could get your face out there.
Absolutely. Who's your biggest competitor, would you say, like on that board, if you're looking at different girls?
Within the women's women. Start, you have Lisa Ashton and Fallon Sherrick are the big two. They're the two big names in the sport.
Okay.
And Lisa has been a professional player. She's been on the men's tour, and Fallon has made great strides in the game and gave the game a lot of publicity. So them two are kind of the two big names
you've got to
beat
them.
For. Yeah, they're the two you're aiming for.
You
got to
beat them. Okay. It is a real mental challenge. What is it? Dartitis?
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of years ago, I had dartitis. It's basically a mental block. A lot of people like might know with golf, you can get the yips. It's very, very similar, but on a darting scale. So you walk up to the board, you can't let go of the dart. Like, it sounds so stupid, but when you walk up, it's kind of like a mental block. You walk up and the dart will not come out of your hand. So a couple of years ago, I had that, but it took like a lot of strength to get through it. And I was only probably a year and a half, like I still had it and really, really struggling with it. Couldn't play at all, but I played through it, and I think a lot of it is mindset. You have to change your mindset, and like a lot of darts is mindset anyway. A lot of darts is play between the ears, so I think I came through it well, and I'm back playing well now, so that's the main thing.
How did you get over it? You said you suffered. So how old were you when that happened?
I would have been around 21, 22.
So you're young,
yeah.
And you're on this stage and everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Jesus, I get that very often. How did you get over something like that?
I think you have to be mentally strong, because a lot of people could just walk away from it and say, right, well, that's me done with that. It doesn't work for me anymore. But I wasn't willing to do that. I knew I still had the game. I knew it was in my head. So I knew, right, I'm going to have to get through this if I want to keep playing. I know I'm good enough. So it's just about getting through it. So I just kept playing. Even when I was going up to the hockey and couldn't let go of it out, I says, I'm going to play every game. I'm going to get through it. I'm not going to give up a game. And I done that. And like, even when I was losing to people I've never lost to before, and it didn't matter. I said, I'm going to get through it. So that's what I did.
Did your dad help you out?
Everyone tried to help out, but it's very much an individual sport. Darts is very individual. Like, even when you're playing with a team, you're still up there playing by yourself. Like, nobody can help you when you're on that hockey. It's you and your opponent, and they don't want to help you.
You against yourself.
Yeah, big
as well.
Time, yeah.
We've all seen darts on TV at the weekends and big arenas. It seems a bit leery, doesn't it? A bit kind of laddish. Is that the reality, though, in your experience?
A lot of it would be, yeah. Especially, like, it's definitely male-dominated. Like, you'd have probably two leagues in Dublin that are women's, and you'd probably have four or five leagues in Dublin that are men's. But within the men's league, like, but the men's standard would be a lot higher as well. And the men's side of the game is a lot more pushed in the media, and due to the PDC, the one that you see on telly all the time, like, they've done great promotion and really put the sport into the spotlight, like for the common viewer that wouldn't be a huge darts fan. Like, you ask anyone, they can name a dart player, but like, that's only because it's pushed in the media so much by the PDC and Sky Sports. So if you have something on Sky Sports, it's going to become big.
So that's why this July is so important
for
you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's amazing. If anyone is listening today and fancies themselves as, you know, a bit decent at darts, I know Anita's like, me. Can you start at any age?
Yeah, you can, yeah. So from the age of like 5, 6, 7, there's youth tournaments for under 18. So anyone under the age of 18 can play in youth tournaments. And then when you turn 18, then there's senior tournaments, there's men's, there's women's, there's mixed, there's all sorts of tournaments. I'd just say, if you're looking to like start playing, pick the darts up, practice at home for a while, and then when you think you're half decent, go into join a pub team, and that's kind of the way forward. You kind of go on from there, then it's step by step from there.
What's your walk on music?
What's that song called? By the Script, Hall of Fame.
Oh, what a good one. Greg, get on the car wall. Get on the car wall. And have you got a nickname yet?
No, I don't really do the whole nickname thing. I don't really buy into that. I think maybe if I have a big achievement or something, maybe we'll get it one day. But yeah, we'll work on it.
Okay, well, your name is Robin Byrne. You're number one in the country in darts. And unfortunately, you know, if there's... You don't have a big sponsor to help you with these things.
Yeah,
if there's
yeah.
anybody listening who's interested in women's sports and supporting Robin, Jesus, get in touch. And thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and having the chats. And look how quick our Graham is. Look at this. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to play out on this song. We have to.
Thanks very much
thanks
for having
Robin.
Me.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.